For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let's commute. Let's do it. Getting to work, talking about the Texans. I don't really know how I feel about the Dolphins matchup. I put out a poll on Twitter. I'm just trying to get a feel from literally anyone that's in the Texans fan base, because like going into the season, it felt like, oh, that's like going to be a tough matchup. It's part of that 11-day stretch following Jeremy Branham's lead and making the corrections to 11 days instead of 10 days, because I think that even though it's probably not that important to clarify that, 10 days, 11 days, it's a really tough stretch of schedule for the Texans. But it seemed to get less tough throughout the season watching the way the Dolphins played. There were some indications this offseason that the Dolphins probably weren't going to be as good as they've been, but it got really bad with Tua going out. I almost feel better about the matchup with Tua back, but I guess the question is how do you feel about this matchup going into it?
I feel really good. I think the Dolphins are a different team on the road than they are at home. I don't know. I don't think that the Dolphins are as, talented as they seem on paper. Absolutely, they've got guys that, you know, can have huge games. They just don't necessarily play up to it. And when you look at, you know, the potential for their running back situation to be less than 100%, whether it's AJ and Mostert or both, I think that's most possible. It took overtime for them to win this game last week, which I thought, you know, for a team that had nothing to play for, they played them really tough. So I think when you look at the Texans that have had time to prepare and are going to want to, you know, get this win knowing the schedule they got coming up, I feel really good.
Yeah, I mean, they played the Jets last week. It was a close one, 31-26, I believe, and ended the Jets season. I agree with you. Their running back room could not be at 100%. There's a lot of factors going around it that, like, could variably affect, like, how I feel about it. At the end of the day, I feel pretty positive. I would say, honestly, that the biggest thing, I mean, still to this week of the season that affects my view of how the Texans are going to perform is the Texans themselves. And we talked about that on last episode about, like, how them because sort of being villainized by the league in a way, and the way that they've handled that situation going into the bye week could be a turning point. It maybe, still the biggest concern is probably the offense. But I think that's where I start to feel better about it, is even with the Texans' offensive struggles, the Dolphins, the biggest indicator they weren't going to be as good as they've been in the past, few seasons, was a lot of defensive assets leaving in the off season. So I'd say generally I feel pretty good about the Texans going into this game. I guess the other part of it is, and I don't know how this is affecting your thought process when it comes to the Texans, is that as we get to the closeout of the season, the Colts have kind of lingered. And with the Texans schedule relative to the Colts schedule, there's this feeling that it's you got to beat the Dolphins and you got to beat the Titans. I think the Texans can beat the Ravens and the Chiefs because it's any given Sunday, and the Texans have shown to be able to stay in close games. But I would say that if the general consensus is that the Dolphins and Titans games are must-win games to lock it up in case the Colts win out. Do you feel the same way about it, or are the Colts even a thought in your mind when you're thinking about the Texans locking up a playoff spot?
The Colts are absolutely not a thought in my mind. You look at a team that doesn't have a winning record, and you expect them to win all of their games. I know the fan base is still, you know, burnt and you know, still has, like, you know, this thought process that all the negative things will happen. But I think the Texans did their work. I think they took care of the Colts. They got the season speed. The Colts have to win out for them to do anything. And I just can't see them doing that. Anthony Richardson is too, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde to me. I don't ever feel like that guy is going to put it together consistently. I think he's going to have really, really highs and really, really big lows. And I think that team, while if they were to weigh out, you know, they would, you know, make things interesting. I think, you know, the schedule will take care of itself. I think the Texans will get a win somewhere, and that'll be enough.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, I don't know, for me, the thought in my mind that occurs about the Colts centers around playoff scenarios, because at this point, I don't believe the wild card is really an option for the Texans. Maybe there's a situation where that's a thing, but I think that the play is for the division to make the playoffs. The Texans are around in the same area record-wise as a lot of the wild card teams, but if they were to put themselves in a position to have to get a wild card spot, they probably it might not be as easy as it could, as it should be, to just win the division. And I've tweeted about this, but, like, just to recount, like, the clinching scenarios: if the Texans win and the Colts lose this week, then they would clinch the playoffs. They would win the division. That's just me doing math and logic. If maybe there's some tiebreaker I don't know about, or something that would be in the way. But as far as I know, the Texans have the tiebreaker with head-to-head record, which means that as soon as the Colts lose a game and the Texans win one, they would have the same record. They could only finish as good as the same record as each other, which would mean the Texans would clinch the division. But I that's about the extent of the thought in my mind on the Colts. I do think that Anthony Richardson has shown a lot since coming back from the benching. And I've always been a firm believer that Shane Steichen, as an offensive mastermind, is the right play for the Colts and will have them continually being a pain in our side for the next few years to come. But I don't know if this is the year where they manage to figure it out. So I agree with you on that one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Speaking in the division, not that it's relevant, but I remember a couple weeks back that Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans had basically said, I still see a path to winning the division. It was right before they went in to play the Texans. And obviously, I mean, they beat us. There's that. But this week, the Jaguars beat the Titans, officially eliminating them from playoff contention, division contention, any of that. How do you feel about that comment, I guess? Because I was wondering how you felt about it, but I never asked you about it. Just like Jeffrey Simmons clinging to playoff hope on a team that just didn't really seem to have any. Is that just what he was supposed to do, or do you think it was like delusions of grandeur? How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's 100% what he's supposed to do. You know, if they're not playing for the opportunity to potentially find a way to get to the playoffs, I don't know why you would keep playing. Like, he has to say that. He has to have that mentality. So I don't fault Jeffrey Simmons for saying that. I don't put any stock into it. Like, you know, there's no need to use it as bulletin board material or anything like that. Like, you're supposed to say those things. Like, if the roles were reversed, I would expect every member of the Texans to say the exact same thing, and I would understand it. And, you know, me, you know, I get where Jeffrey Simmons is coming from. I understand that he probably thought the odds were long and you know, a lot of things have to fall their way, but you just have to have that hope. That's the way. If the Texans beat Miami, people will start looking for ways for them to, you know, move up into the 2 or 3 seed, I think. And that's the mentality you're supposed to have there, too, even though those odds will be long as well.
I like that comparison because I've definitely seen already from a few Texans accounts, tweets that are like, the Texans are really not that far out from the 2 seed. And I'm like, they should really focus on getting in the playoffs. But I do see it. I see the vision when it comes to that because they really aren't as far out as it would seem. I mean, and when I think about it, when I think about the Texans' record this year and where they could be, they could have clinched the playoffs last week. If they had played a better game in games they should have won. And the two that come to mind, right, like when I think back, first loss to the Vikings, that was kind of – it was embarrassing because of how badly they got beat. But, like, knowing what this Vikings team is now, it's not, like – it's not the worst – I don't know. I don't want to say it's not the worst loss, but, like, it's a team that was actually really good that they kind of just got outclassed by and outcoached by. Whereas, like, losing to the Jets, it felt like they were getting dominated the whole time. They only lost by 8 points. Like, people will go back and do some revisionist history and say, well, the Texans were only one score in that game. It's like, no, the Texans were out of that game long before that point came. But, like, I remember sitting there on Halloween Eve, like, just like, I'm like, why am I sitting here watching? This sucks. This is not the kind of football I thought I was going to be tuning into this season. This particular game I thought would be tough. I didn't know it would be this tough for the team. But to get to my point, when I look at the Jets and Titans games, if those results are flipped, we're looking at a 10-3 Texans team, and we're looking at a team that's clinched the playoffs, and I think it changes a lot of the optics around the organization, whereas now we're going into a Dolphins game that feels like it's must-win. And then we got another matchup with the Titans that feels like it's must win at this point to make the playoffs. So it's just a very different situation the Texans are in now. And so having played, you know, sports, not at that level, but having been an athlete at points in my life, there's a certain amount of mental game that you got to play with yourself, even when it seems unrealistic. Like, I don't know, in high school, our football team was like, it was pretty good. I mean, we made the playoffs, but there was points in those matchups where, like, if you had to get your mind right, you had to be prepared to go into that because, like, those teams were, like, former state champions. Like, they were heavily favored to win those games, so you just kind of had to, you know, get your mind. And there was times where we would come out with wins because we just, like, believed beyond, you know, hope, believed beyond all hope that we could go out there and win that game, and then went out and did it. So I can see where that mentality comes from. There's one more question I have for you before we kind of bring this to a close. And throughout the week, I might do one or two more episodes just to keep it, you know, on the Dolphins-Texans matchup. But I spoke to it kind of at the beginning of the episode. I just kind of want to get your take on it. Tua being back, how does that affect your view on this matchup? Because for me personally, I almost feel like Tua being back at quarterback makes me feel better about it than some no-name backup like a Skylar Thompson or something. Because I'll explain later, but how do you feel? How does Tua being back for the Dolphins, you know, and having been back for a couple weeks, affect your view of this Texans-Dolphins matchup?
I truly believe that Tua is going to make this way more competitive than I think it would be if they had a backup. I spoke to it in past episodes. If you watch the Dolphins at all, when Tua was out, they were absolutely inept on offense. They could not score points. They could not move the football. And they had the same name. They had, you know, Tyreek Hill. They had Jalen Waddle. They had Jonnu Smith. They had all these guys that you're going to be worried about on Sunday that they could not complete passes to, whether it was Skylar Thompson or Sue Bundley. Those guys were very, very bad. They could not get them in and out of the huddle. They just struggled mightily. While Tua brings different challenges and potentially, you know, a guy that is not as mobile, that they pick where, you know, if they had anybody else back there, it would not look the way it does. You know, they were able to score 30 points on a Jets team. So for me, they definitely have to do a good job of showing two different things and making sure that he's not comfortable. We know his history. We know the recent struggles with concussions. So I think to heat him up is the way to go, and I hope
that
we'll see that.
Yeah, and I guess that's a good way to put it. I mean, for me, every feeling that I have about him being there or not, when I think through it, is more from like looking at the Texans' history of like giving up huge passing games to backup quarterbacks and no-name quarterbacks, and being like, well, Tua is like a known commodity. I mean, to be fair, over the past couple weeks, he hadn't been at his best, but this past week, they felt like the Dolphins' offense kind of clicked. We saw Tyreek finally get, like, you know, 100 receiving yards, a touchdown. It felt like the offense was kind of moving in the way that Mike McDaniel had it moving in the past. So, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm saying that Tua being in is the better thing for the Texans, but I almost feel better about the matchup with him at quarterback. And maybe it's a mental thing for the Texans speaking to that. Maybe they'll play Tua a little tougher because he's a better quarterback than like a backup. But I can't explain like why it makes me almost feel a little better to have Tua being in the game. But I mean, I do think it makes it a tougher matchup. But I think this Texans defense can rise to the occasion. I mean, we've seen Josh Allen enter as basically the front runner in the MVP conversation right now. The Texans literally had him in hell for 60 minutes when the Dolphins or when the Texans played the Bills. So Tua is not Josh Allen, and so I do think this Texans defense, if they play their game, should be able to succeed regardless of who's at quarterback back there. But I mean, yeah, so, no. But yeah, all right. Thanks for commuting with the bullpen today, talking Texans with us. We'll see you next time around the block, next time on the highway, on the freeway, whatever road Tom is on, whatever road I'm on. I have been James Roy. You can find me at James Roy NFL on Instagram and Twitter. Tom is at Third Coast Tom on Twitter and TC Tom 1 on Instagram. As always, stay classy, Houston, and vamos Texans.
Thanks for tuning into The Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from The Bullpen. Take the handoff.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.